What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. I'm your host, Sarge, at ease, delinquents, at ease. Let me get this out of the way real quick. Sorry, I had to do that. If you don't know what a Kamehameha is, that is for Akira Toriyama. That guy died. Apparently, he died on March 1st. And nobody wanted to tell us about it until like 9 hours ago. So, he is the creator of Dragon Ball. And Dragon Ball is one of the first things that brought us all together as a family. Like Jimmy, me, and Jalen. That's our bonding shit right there. Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z. We love Dragon Ball. And we have to thank Akira Toriyama for that. So, it was it's a sad moment. Apparently, he had a lot of work unfinished. He died at the age of 68. He created Dragon Ball in like 1984. It came out, it was a manga series, and then it became an anime, and it's one of the most important things to ever come out of Japan, in my opinion. Like, it's up there with Godzilla. It's up there. When it comes to, like, pop culture, Dragon Ball is one of the greatest animes of all time. And it's gonna suck. It's gonna be sad with him not there. Because he started Dragon Ball, and then he went to Dragon Ball Z, and then he's like, okay, whatever, I'm done. And then somebody took it over and did, like, Dragon Ball GT. And everybody was like, ugh, no thank you. And then Akira Toriyama came back. He's like, all right, people, I got you. And he came back, and he did more manga and Dragon Ball Super and movies, and we have fallen in love with Goku, Gohan, Krillin, Tien, Vegeta, Bulma. Bulma is a staple as a bad bitch. Like, when you're when like women talk about what they want in life, when you hear all those rap songs about what women want and how they could be and blah, 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 they don't need no man, Bulma is the epitome of that. Bulma is banging. She's rich. She's smart. And she doesn't take any shit. She slapped a god in the face. Oh, God. I think Bulma was holding a birthday party or a surprise party. Maybe it was for Vegeta, maybe not. I don't know. But there was some sort of party. And Beerus, who's a god of destruction, came down. And he just started talking a bunch of shit. And everyone's like, you know, bowing to him and stuff because they're terrified of him. And Bulma, who's just a regular human being, walks up to him. He's like, you're ruining my party, pretty much. And Vegeta, who is her husband, he's like, no, don't do that. And she didn't care. She's like, no, I don't care who he is. And she slapped him in the face. And then Beerus knocked her out, and Vegeta raged, and it was a great scene. But rest in peace, Akira Toriyama. You will be missed. Creator of Dragon Ball. Man. I hope it doesn't go to shit. I hope it doesn't, like, go the Disney route, you know? Or where they give it to some woke idiot like Kathleen Kennedy. Look what she did to Star Wars, you know? I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anyway, moving forward. I'm sad about it. I'm sorry. Akira Toriyama. Man, fuck. I can't get it out of my head. All right, moving forward. The State of the Union was last night, and what I told you was going to happen yesterday is exactly what happened last night. He came out stumbling, bumbling. His drugs were wearing off towards the middle there. He spoke for about 58 minutes, and he never said Trump's name, but he kept saying my predecessor. My predecessor did this. My predecessor did that. Oh, thanks to my predecessor. He talked about his jobs. Oh, I created 15 million jobs. Oh, man. He's such a fucking lying, pathetic excuse for a man. He's talking about lowering prescription costs. Trump was doing that, man. Trump was doing that. Then you stopped it, and now you're doing the same thing, and you're taking credit for it. Oh, I'm gonna cap the price of insulin. Okay, all right, fine. When does that take effect? Not till like 2030. He still wants to talk about climate change and how climate change is a problem. It's not. It's not a fucking problem. Not to the extent that he thinks it is. It's a money grab for you guys. He's talking about billionaires paying their taxes. Let me tell you something about billionaires paying their taxes. They do. He wants billionaires to pay like 50%. That's insane, all right? When you're a billionaire, chances are you employ thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, and they all pay taxes. You know what I'm saying? Elon Musk, he owns fucking X, which formerly known as Twitter, and he owns Tesla, and he owns SpaceX. All of those employees are paying taxes, and they're contributing. But Elon has to pay more? You know, Elon could just shut these businesses down. These people don't pay taxes. Let's say Elon were to pay 50% of his taxes, right? 50%. And all these corporations that he had are shut down. These people don't have jobs anymore. Where's the loss? I mean, Elon is a billionaire, yeah. And 50%, even 25%, is a shit ton of money. But it's not even close to what thousands of hundreds of thousands of people paying taxes would equate to. Does nobody understand that at all? It's very aggravating to me. Very aggravating to me. Oh, fucking taxes. It's gonna be from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the trickle down. The trickle down. What the fuck is the trickle down? What the fuck is? I don't know what the trickle down. To this day, I don't know what you're talking about. Trickle down economics. We're gonna build it from the bottom up and the middle out. What does that mean? What is that? He doesn't say what that means. I want to know what that means. But he's not going to tell us that. He's not going to tell anybody that. The blue-collar man is getting his fucking ass kicked, last time I checked. The economy is not booming. The stock market is doing good, possibly because Trump is doing good in the polls. When Trump's doing good in the polls, the stock market goes up. What do you think is going to happen to the stock market if Trump gets elected? It's going to fucking go through the goddamn roof. Higher than you've ever fucking seen before. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be tremendous. It's going to be a stock market that you've never seen before in the history of our country. And my Trump accent's getting better. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The economy, the unemployment. I've talked about all these things. He's full of shit. Talk to any Joe Schmo off the street, dude. We're not fucking happy. You're losing the black vote. You're losing people of color. They're going to Trump. Not as a Republican or a GOP, because he's better for their family than you are, Joe. They're not even necessarily... There's a bunch of people that aren't necessarily switching families. They're not switching parties. They're Democrat. But you're a cancer, and they know it. So they're gonna vote somewhere else, which is good, because that means some Democrats actually have a modicum of common sense. Yeah. So they're gonna vote for Trump. Independents, Democrats, anyone that's not wildly progressively left, like the Squad. Those people are insane. By the way, the State of the Union last night. I don't know why the Democrats all dressed in white. What was that for? I don't get it. Cori Bush, who knows nothing about anything, was sitting next to Rashida Tlaib in solidarity for Palestine. Palestine refused a treaty, a ceasefire. Palestine refused it. But did they? No. It was Hamas. Hamas refused it. Because Hamas runs Gaza. Whether you like to admit it or not, Hamas runs Gaza. Israel's like, hey, we'll give you 10 of your prisoners, who are actual fucking terrorist assholes. We'll give you 10 of them for one of our hostages. So there's like 40 to 60 hostages. You're looking at 400 to 600 actual terrorists released back to Hamas. And Hamas is like, nope, we don't want them. We don't want a ceasefire. So when you're calling for a ceasefire, you Palestinian marching idiots, it's not on Israel. It's not on the United States. It's on Hamas. And let me tell you why Hamas doesn't want a ceasefire. They want Palestinians to die. They want Palestinians to die, and they want to blame it on Israel, and they want to show it on TikTok, and all the ignorant masses can keep on marching in their fucking ignorant wisdom, knowing absolutely fuck all about the situation. Because you see dead children, or you see dead innocent people, and you're thinking, oh my God, Israel's so bad. Not knowing that Hamas declined a ceasefire because they know you're easily taken for granted. They know you're not going to research it. You're going to hear one thing in passing on TikTok or some idiot Facebook post or X post, and you're going to be like, oh my God. And then you're going to go off on fucking tangents, and you're going to start marching in the street for shit. You have no idea what you're marching. You have no idea what you're marching for. You don't know. Research it. Oh, Israel's killing kids. All right, find some sources on that. There's going to be collateral damage, yes. That's just how war works. But when it comes to the ceasefire, that's not Israel's fault. Joe also brought up a two-state solution last night. That's never going to happen. There will never be a two-state solution. Why? Because Hamas and the Palestinian Authority, which is ran by Hamas, which is a proxy of Iran, this all trickles down to Iran. They don't want a two-state solution. They want a genocide. They're the ones that actually want a genocide. If they had the power to kill all the Jews by snapping their fingers, they would do it. If Benjamin Netanyahu had the power to kill all the Muslims by snapping his finger, he would not do it. You know why? Because he's not a fucking animal. If Iran, the Houthis, Hezbollah, and Hamas had a nuclear weapon, they would use it on Israel, even hitting their own fucking people, not giving a shit, calling them martyrs or something stupid, if they had a nuclear weapon. Israel has nuclear weapons. They have tactical nukes. Less bang, still a lot of oomph, a lot of punch. They're not using any of these things. They're not using the nuclear capabilities that they have. Could they? Yes. Are they? No. Why? Because they're not fucking monsters. There's not going to be a two-state solution. Muslims are more than welcome in Israel. 20% of them. 20% of the population of Israel is Muslim. And a lot of them, the majority of them, are not fucking mass-murdering terrorist fuckheads. And they're welcome to stay. There's no Jews in Hamas, Hezbollah, or the Houthis, okay? There's no Jews in Jordan, Yemen, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq, Egypt. There's none. That's your fucking genocide. You guys have no idea what you're talking about. If you vote for Biden, you're a fucking moron. Biden is the most anti-Israel, anti-Semitic president since FDR. Jesus Christ, I don't understand. Never again means never again, motherfuckers. And I know the majority of America stands on the side of Israel and thinks that Hamas and October 7th, mass murdering fuckheads, and they need to like destroy the terrorist cells. That's what America did. That's what we did. That's what we were doing. We had peace in Afghanistan. And then Joe Biden left like a fucking schmuck, showing weakness, turning our belly over, and then everybody took fucking advantage of our weakness. And now look what the fuck's happening. Israel's under attack and we're not supporting them? Stop asking for shit that's never going to happen. Israel does not control the two-state solution. Israel does not control the ceasefire. Israel offered both of these things and the Palestinian Authority said fuck no. They said no. They want the death. They want you to see the death to think that Israel is the bad party. Hezbollah, who is still from Lebanon, is still shooting fucking rockets into Israel. Hezbollah is. If that's not... Do you think that's instigating? Think of it like this, okay? Let me break it down Barney level with crayons and construction paper. You have a little brother, okay? Or you have an older brother. Little sister, older sister, whatever, cousin. And they're picking on you. You know, they're poking you. They're messing around with you. No one's looking. They're messing around with you. No one's looking. And then all of a sudden you're like, fuck this. And you haul off and you punch them in the face. Because they've been hitting you and hitting you and hitting you. And you're done with it. And you told them to stop. You told them to stop. You told them to stop. And then you punch them in the face. And then all of a sudden, mom and dad know about it. And you're the bad guy. That's exactly what's going on with Israel. Israel is retaliating. They are not initiating any of these attacks. You understand that, right? Israel did not start any of this. You're not allowed to attack somebody. And when they attack you back, say, oh, no, okay, I'm done now. No, 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 no. We're gonna New York Mafia this shit. If you attack me, I'm going to kill you, your whole family, and all your descendants. There should not be any fucking terrorists left. I'm not talking about the innocent people, obviously. I'm talking about the terrorist mass murdering fuckheads. But either way, that was a fucking... He sat on a throne of lies. He sat on a throne of fucking lies. Everything's bad because Republicans. My predecessor did this. They tried to take over the country like a civil war. We haven't seen anything like J6 since the Civil War. That's evil. They tried to overrun democracy, and they failed. Every now and then he'll come out and be like, oh, no, my predecessor did not succeed. They failed. They failed. I stopped them. I'll stop them. And I'll stop them again. Oh, shut the fuck up, Joe. Such a fucking crazy idiot this man is. God, he was way off target. It was just an angry, old, bitter man that got fucking... His true colors are showing. He was elected in 2020. He was like, oh, he's old. He's a little bit, you know, befuddled. But he's a good guy. He's an old, sweet grandpa type, you know. And now we're finding out that he's a corrupt politician. And he's been taking advantage of American systems and democracy for fucking over 50 years. If you're a politician for over 50 years, chances are you're a corrupt piece of shit. Because if I was a politician and I tried to make America as good as it possibly could be, and I kept getting stabbed in the fucking back, and America was being not going the way I wanted it to go, and people weren't hearing me because I wasn't in the pocket of the lobbyists, then I would fucking leave. People that stay are in the pocket of someone. They are owned by somebody. That's why they stay, because they're getting paid outside of their salary to do corrupt shit on behalf of third parties and stab their constituents in the back. Democrats sit on a throne of lies. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I love you. You love me. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye.